See McCarty interviewing Charles Sexton at his home in Eastlake, Alabama on March 30, 1995. The subject of this interview is his career as an engineer. What is your full name?
Charles E. S-E-X-T-O-N. Charles E.
How old are you?
80.
80, okay. When and where were you born?
I was born in Maryville, Tennessee. That's in Maryville, Tennessee, of August 18th, 1915.
Where did you grow up?
That's where I grew up there, and in Knoxville, Tennessee.
What education do you have?
Well, I've had 70 years of study, and I've had elementary school, I've had high school, and I have had advanced engineering in addition to this.
When did you become interested in science? When did you become interested in science?
In the electronics, when I was about twenty years old.
Let me stop my hands. What was your occupation?
My occupation, all my life, I have been up until. I have been in electronics ever since it's been in existence. In other words, when I started, you could only get a degree in either in electronics or electricity, and I've been both.
How did you get your start? When did you start working?
I just started on my own. I started because I had taken the radio to get it fixed, and when he finished it, I saw it was so easy that I figured I could do it. And so I just started out, and the interesting thing was the man that I was working with, I went to him and told him that I would like to learn this, and I offered my services free of charge just so I could learn. And 1 year later, I owned the shop. He worked for me.
Okay. How old were you when you began working on your first project as an engineer?
The first project I worked for TVA and building of all the dams in the Tennessee Valley. So I started before Norris Dam was ever built. Norris Dam was first.
What all projects have you worked on?
Well, I have been getting back at that time. I have worked in all the projects in the Tennessee Valley, including Norris Dam and the Leno City Dam, I forget the name of it. And then I went to work at North Carolina at the dam was being built in I have to have a little moment to think. This was the first big one was being built by, I can't think of the dams now.
That's okay.
But at any rate, I was working, and they selected me for special training. and they sent me to General Electric, sent me to New York for training. That just at that time we had just begun to get into what is today we call electronics, and they sent me there for special training, and that was how come me to get into the atomic bomb program. I came back to Knoxville, Tennessee, and they were just starting the atomic bomb program in Oak Ridge, which at that time was just a little country estate, and it was big, wide on faces, and they were buying that land up, and so this time they had not started any of it, and so I went from the TVA system in Carolina to Oak Ridge, and an interesting thing happened at this time, which I always remember, when I went out to Oak Ridge to see about the job. They weren't set up for anybody. See, I was about the second one that went to work on it. There's no buildings, anything out there. But I had been raised in the territory, so I knew all about that territory. And so I volunteered for a job. They didn't let me know right then. And I came on back to Knoxville, where I was in charge of a radio repair outfit in Emory Park, which is right off Broadway. And when on Monday, I told them that I got a telephone call at lunch, when we were eating lunch, and they were inquiring about me, so I wound up by recommending myself. They didn't know it. They asked to talk to the shop foreman, which it was me, and they asked me, did I know Charles Sexton? Nobody called me Charles at that time. It was Gene Sexton. And when they asked me, did I know him, I told them I knew him better than anybody else I knew of. And so I made a recommendation for myself, and they hired me. And that's how come to be on that job. And I stayed there till they got the thing started. They called me one of the first ones in school that they set up to prepare you for the building of the thing. Now, at this time, very few people knew what atomic energy was. Matter of fact, if you didn't know physics, you would be lost. And I had been selected to start a school at what is now known as the, which at that time was a high school. They made a training program to train people to take those grids, and I taught it. See, you couldn't reach out and grab it about it because the state of the art wasn't great enough. So we had to teach everybody that we sent out there, and I taught that group. And that's how come me to get my pre-entrance into that, which I stayed until 1945. This was in 1942, and I stayed till the war ended, and then I stayed 2 years after the war ended. And during this time, this project was so highly classified, nobody knew what it was. You didn't talk about it as you talk about something today because you didn't have knowledge of it. And my experience on that thing, they asked me, why didn't you tell me that you had had experience? I told them nobody had asked me. And so I had had good training before I got there. That's how come they get in on the building of the buildings and the experimental part of the work, which they had set up. The experimental work was being done in Los Angeles. The college was in Los Angeles, and they set up the parts of the project that had to do with building of the atomic bomb, and I was taken, put in charge of that portion of it in Oak Ridge. That they called it XA and XB. That was the beginning of the project, and XB was the ending of the project, which later turned into what we call the atomic bomb and the hydrogen bomb. The unusual thing, the hydrogen bomb, which was the most powerful, was discovered before the atomic bomb was. That we actually knew more about the hydrogen bomb than we did about the atomic bomb. But if you review your history of it, you find that a fusion, your atomic bomb is a fusion bomb, that it's splitting of the atom, that you split the atom, and the energy that had given up was the power of the atomic bomb. The hydrogen bomb would later came about because we used the bomb, the hydrogen bomb, or the atomic bomb, as a trigger for the hydrogen bomb. Even though it was last, it was the one that really was important. And while all this was going on, we were aware that the same thing was being researched in Germany. We were afraid that they were going to lead us through it. Now, actually, we started off with the scientists that came from Germany, that Einstein was one of them. And it was a group of scientists from all over the world came here and gathered in the United States for working on this. And this was a culmination of the efforts of these people. And we were building a bomb, building a building to do the preliminary work to build the components for the bomb. And that was your atomic bomb program.
How long did it take to finish the bomb?
3 years. 42, it started early 43. Now, at that time, there was only one building built. And they had to build a whole town. Now, remember that this was a country, out in the country, that went from a country population to 75,000 people in less than 2 years. In other words, Oak Ridge was nothing more than just a little old country town. Oak Ridge itself didn't exist.